We now continue our series, America's Safety Net, about the government programs that help Americans in need. Tonight, we look at the pandemic, when lawmakers dramatically but temporarily expanded the social safety net, including more money for families with children. Amna Nawaz and producer Sam Lane report on how the impacts of those changes are still being felt and debated to this day.
Some days are better than others, but it can be pretty overwhelming.
Her family of five can stretch 35-year-old Daphne Chatman pretty thin.
The responsibility as a parent is on you to provide food, clothes, water, gas.
Providing for 13-year-old Whitney, 5-year-old Rowan, and 3-year-old twins, Trinity and Legacy, in their hometown of Ville Platte, Louisiana, is a challenge. Of the town's 6,200 residents, more than 40% live in poverty.
In this rural area, we don't have access to much.
Ville Platte has been called the state's poorest town, and it's where Chatman has spent most of her life. Back in early 2020, Chatman was working at a local community college, a job she loved. She was also pregnant with the twins. And then...
the COVID-19 outbreak as a global pandemic.
Its biggest one-day jump in both new cases and deaths.
Widespread economic damage is becoming clearer.
As the nation shut down, Chatman lost her job.
The best way I could explain it is that it felt like someone took my air.
What do you do? How do you provide for your family?
You don't. You're choosing between making sure you have lights or making sure you have food. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And eventually Paul runs out and Peter. So you're left with nothing.
Chatman resorted to selling things around the house, books, jewelry, pictures, just to make ends meet. She developed anxiety and panic attacks. Her kids, especially Whitney, started feeling the stress too.
You can see in her eyes that she felt like, I can't help my mom and my mom can't help me right now.
Thank you for being here.
Then in March of 2021, President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan. The nearly $2 trillion relief package, passed with only Democratic votes, extended unemployment benefits, sent stimulus checks to individuals, ramped up food stamps and housing assistance, and significantly expanded the federal child tax credit, or CTC. Pre-pandemic, that credit gave parents up to $2,000 per child. It came with an earnings requirement and was paid in one lump sum at tax time. But the rescue plan raised the credit to $3,600 per child under six and to $3,000 for kids under 18. Half the amount came in monthly payments. And for the first time, even parents with no taxable income were eligible for the full amount.
It was like I was able to come up for a little air.
Would you say that the benefits kind of took care of all your problems?
I wouldn't say it took care of all of them, but it took care of enough for me not to worry as much.
Families across the country felt that relief. Laura Douglas lives with her husband and two kids in southern Minnesota. Their younger son, Daxton, has a rare condition that causes seizure-like episodes, so sometimes Laura has to miss work.
I might be out of work for 2 weeks, and I've already used all my PTO. That's hundreds of dollars not coming into our account to cover our bills.
The CTC payments started before Daxton turned one.
That was nice to know that there would be money if I had to stay home due to being sick or if he was sick. It was nice to have that security.
In 2021, the national child poverty rate dropped to its lowest level on record, 5.2%, down from almost 10% in 2020. The poverty gap between white children and children of color also shrank dramatically. The Census Bureau estimated that in total, the CTC expansion lifted more than 2 million children out of poverty.
I think in a policy sense, that's a resounding success.
Bradley Hardy is a professor of public policy at Georgetown University.
We had a highly salient and disturbing public health crisis that actually provided some clarity for policymakers to plug holes in the nation's social safety net that were already in existence.
Research from Hardy and his colleagues found the CTC expansion had the greatest impact in states with low costs of living and high poverty rates, states like Louisiana. Nearly every single child in the state of Louisiana, an estimated 94%, benefited from the expansion of the child tax credit. According to one study, the state saw a 56% decline in child poverty.
Both sides.
Joyce James leads the Middleburg Institute.
Did you all know about the child tax credit before?
A Louisiana nonprofit that helps low-income residents. The organization traveled the state educating families about the CTC.
Unlike what was said, that people would not know how to manage the money, they would not spend it on the children, we talked to parents who were able to buy school supplies. They were able to feed them healthy meals, vegetables, fruits.
But just as families were getting their last monthly CTC checks in 2021, a fight was brewing in Congress. Legislation to extend the payments died in the Senate.
No.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, concerned about the cost and how parents spent the funds, dealt the final blow. By tax time in 2022, as the second half of the CTC hit bank accounts, the expansion was over.
I remember my response was, oh, wow, what am I going to do now?
Chapman had already been working any odd job she could, food delivery for DoorDash, writing resumes for $35 apiece as she looked for steady work.
I counted it somewhere about 1,100 job applications.
1,100 job applications?
1,100 job applications.
In 2022?
In 2022.
What is that like for you in that moment? Not knowing when you'll have a steady job again, knowing the benefits have just gone away?
It's indescribable. It makes you feel undervalued.
In 2022, the child poverty rate more than doubled to 12.4%, the largest year-to-year increase on record.
The 2021 changes, I think, were somewhat of a mistake.
Matt Weidinger is a senior fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. He says even when child poverty rebounded in 2022, it was still below pre-pandemic levels.
We have continued to make strides. We obviously didn't make as many strides as when the government was literally forcing cash, you know, into families' pockets in the name of pandemic relief. But the progress against poverty has continued over time.
Weidinger argues the key problem was making the CTC available to those with no taxable income.
Democrats in 2021 said, let's just eliminate any connection of this benefit with work and say everybody gets the same benefit no matter what. That eliminates a work requirement, and in effect, it revives a welfare system that was eliminated a generation ago. I think it's appropriate that benefits like the CTC that have always been connected to work remain connected to work.
But some experts and advocates say the 2021 CTC didn't discourage work at all.
Some of the families actually were working two or three jobs when getting the child tax credit and still did not make enough money to take care of the children.
The CTC expansion was also problematic, Matt Weidinger says, because of its cost.
During the pandemic, government policy was designed to spend money, which, by the way, was all added to the deficit, all borrowed from the future, and families will have to repay with higher taxes, interest, and inflation in the future.
I think we have to think about the cost of doing nothing. We have this long body of social science evidence that these investments in children lead to improved educational outcomes, health outcomes, higher incomes in adulthood.
That idea has led 15 states to implement their own CTC. The largest, passed last year, is in Minnesota. Families can receive up to $1,750 per child. There's no minimum income, but it starts phasing out when families make more than about $30,000 a year. Laura Douglas sees her state's new CTC the same way she saw the 2021 federal payments.
Not really life-changing, but it was definitely helpful. It wouldn't be able to, like, replace my income or my husband's income. We still need that.
The House will be in order.
In January, the U.S. House passed a bill that would again expand the federal CTC. Not as large as the 2021 expansion, and it would still have some income requirements. But estimates say it could lift about 500,000 kids out of poverty. The legislation has yet to pass the Senate. Meanwhile, Daphne Chapman is keeping her faith that she can keep providing for her family. In January, she found a steady job with the state's Department of Children and Family Services. But she says she's always uneasy. What if her car breaks down? What if Rowan needs new shoes? She says lawmakers in Washington don't seem to understand that stress.
But in 2021, I felt like somebody started to feel our pain or started to feel like they matter, you know.
It doesn't feel that way anymore?
Not really, not to me.